Turning 50 is more than just a number. Turning 50 is a significant turning point to the next phase of a person's life. And more importantly, turning 50 may be the start of a new road with many questions about the directions a person should take. Today we're going to talk about, is it too late to do something new professionally? Now, let me tell you, if you're in your 20s and your 30s, you probably have plenty of time in front of you because in your mind you're thinking, I can always switch to something new. Everything grits and gravy, you're still learning things, you're still jumping around into different areas, trying to figure out what you'd like to do, and more importantly, what it is you're trying to do. As you move to age 40 though, certain things will probably kick into gear. Probably within your 20s and your 30s, probably late 20s, early 30s, depending, you probably would have gotten married. You probably would have had kids if you're having kids. Even if you get divorced, those kids are still there. And then all of a sudden, depending on your circumstances, you start getting used to a particular lifestyle. And so what ends up happening is as you transition and you start staying in your workplace for a longer period of time, you start figuring out what you like and what you don't like, and you end up staying in places longer than you normally think. You know, early in your 20s and your 30s, it was probably nothing to be at a job for a couple of years and then switch. After a while, you start realizing that in hindsight, you don't want people to look at what you're doing in terms of going from point A to point B and thinking that you're not a reliable employee. So what ends up happening is that you find you a particular groove and that's what you kind of ride out doing. And absolutely there's nothing wrong with that. But once you get in the 40s, you've been at that particular point, you've probably been knocking on 15 to 16 years in a job. You have probably bought a house. You've probably bought a car. You've probably settled into a particular way of life. Most of us probably don't live the life in our 40s as we did when we were in our 20s. If we did, it'd be a whole different vibe. But effectively, when you're in your 40s, you're gonna live like you're in your 40s, making money as you're in your 40s. So what happens when you turn 50? Well, at 50, the idea is your prime money-making years are typically between 40 and 60. So you're smack dab in the middle of your quote-unquote prime money-making years. Nothing wrong with that. And so you now are asking yourself this question. Now that you've been in the workforce, you've been doing certain things for a fairly lengthy period of time, you now have to ask yourself, are you kind of going through the motions? Are you just kind of dialing in and doing the same things over and over again with no measure of growth or development? And if that's the case, you start asking yourself, or you start getting fidgety and asking yourself, is it too late to do something new? Now, when we're talking about doing something new, new can be a couple of things. New can be switching careers altogether. New can be changing employers altogether. New can be doing something you've never done before. And whatever new is, you start asking yourself, is it too late? Now, we all know the old cliche, it's never too late. That's actually not what I'm talking about. What I mean by is it too late, effectively, you're starting to weigh different things when you're looking at making that decision going forward. You're looking at situations and you're asking yourself probably a few very big questions and so forth. You're thinking about, are you switching to do something that you're doing now and using what you're doing now to do something new? Or are you doing something so completely new that it forces you to have to learn something new? Then you have to also think about the fact that what you're doing now pays you based on your expertise, which got you to doing what you're doing now. So of course, find yourself in this weird position where you're starting to ask yourself the question, okay, am I gonna make the same amount of income if I decide to switch to something that is completely outside of my skill set? If I go to do something brand new, is anybody going to pay me to be able to do what I do on something new based on what I'm doing right now? And all of a sudden, you start looking at your situation and you become, with that and so many other variables, you start to become unsure as to whether you can make that transition. So the bigger question is, going to this, is it too late to do something new? Or more importantly, asking yourself, what can I do if I'm thinking about transitioning to something new so that it doesn't make me feel like it's too late? There's a few things that you can do that can help you out. First of all, start with the reality to be honest with who you are. Ask yourself, what are the things that you will tolerate, what is it you will not tolerate? Be honest with who you are as a person professionally. If you already know that you're not a person that does a particular thing, then you know you're not gonna go do that particular thing. So eliminating the things you know about yourself and the things you know that you will and won't tolerate gives you a great degree of focus in terms of narrowing down what you wanna do. The other thing is, ask yourself, what is it that makes you happy? Because a lot of times people at this point, when you hit 50, it's really about quality of life. You know, you spent your early years busting your behind to get to a particular quality of life. Probably you're at that point where the quality of life is really more important than what it is you want to do. So you have to now ask yourself, if what you're going to do, if whatever it is you want to do, going to allow you to have the same quality of life. So you've got your quality of life. Evaluate yourself in terms of what the things you will and will not tolerate. And then also ask yourself the bigger question. Are you willing to take a step back if that step back will get you to where you want to go? That's probably the biggest fear, because if you have been operating under a particular set of circumstances for such a long period of time and you've gotten to where you have a particular quality of life that you like, if there is something you want to do, you might be very, very leery about taking a step back that maybe puts you in a situation where you may have to take a while. And see, which also brings me to the final point, is are you okay with the unknown? So you've got four variables that you've got to keep in mind when you're trying to figure out if it's too late. Now that you've had the chance to evaluate this, you have four things to consider about to answering the question, is it too late? You're going to look at yourself and you're going to ask yourself the question, is what I'm trying to do consistent with what I want to do and what I don't want to do? You have to ask yourself the question, is it going to allow you to have the quality of life that you want? You have to ask yourself the question, are you okay with taking a period of time in terms of stepping back if it brings you back up to where you want to be in a time period? And then most importantly, are you comfortable with the unknown of knowing that it's going to work out for you in the long run? All those things are relevant things that you need to ask yourself when you're evaluating all these different things going forward for a variety of different reasons. Because you want to feel comfortable in your decision, because at this particular point in time in your life, you know that there's not a lot of time left going forward. Now, granted, if you live to be 70, 80, 90, 100 years old, you got plenty of time. That's great. But for the things you want to do going forward, if you're thinking about making a change, you need to take the time to evaluate the things that we've talked about today so that you can put yourself in the position to make a transition to doing something new that will make you happy and, more importantly, will be consistent with the way of life that you've set for yourself and will make you feel as if you didn't wait too late to do something new.